to the Volunteer Youth Worker Podcast. Youth ministries rise and fall on the volunteers. So we are here to encourage and equip you. Join the conversation as we tackle the practical questions you are asking so you can help the next generation know Jesus.
Episode 203 of the Volunteer Youth Worker Podcast. This is Jeremy hosting today's conversation, talking with Sid.
Yeah, we are from Toronto, live in Toronto, bro.
I know. When's the last time that we actually recorded a podcast live together in person?
Whoa, that would be over a year, I would say, correct? Do you think so?
I think it's even longer than that. I think the last time we pre-COVID? Actually did this, it was pre-COVID. It's usually in a hotel room.
And it was with Jason Ballard.
And Jason was probably there, yeah. We had the garbage cans microphone set up.
Garbage cans on the beds to put mics on, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. That's a while ago.
You know, people are appreciating the history of the podcast right now.
If anything, we get people just sending us notes, appreciating any time we tell stories.
Listen,
has no punchline.
This is the studio. This is our podcast studio we're talking about here.
Yeah. So but the long time. But the point being is that we just finished Change Conference Toronto.
And it was awesome.
It was absolutely incredible. It was huge.
Yeah, like something like 3,100 people in the house.
Yeah, 900 amazing. Decisions for Jesus.
Amazing. Our friends at Change are...
Did you make a decision for Jesus this weekend, Sid?
Yeah, I made a few different decisions for Jesus for sure. I don't know that they got counted.
They didn't get you weren't counted yet.
I'm going to give like,
you didn't
Joe
get the
Olivia
special gift bag.
A call and say, hey, I made some decisions this weekend. Anyways, hey, it was amazing. Yeah. And, you know, Jer, I love the youth workers that brought their students to Change. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that there were kids that came and had an opportunity to hear the gospel clearly presented and were invited to make a decision to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
And that thrills me. But you and I both know that, of course, following Jesus is so much more than just like that decision in that moment.
Yeah. You know, I actually was talking with youth workers. So here's the, if people don't know, so Change Conference is this great annual event that started just in Toronto and now it's in Ottawa as well. And then we'll be in Alberta.
Yeah.
And really this great place to bring students and especially unchurched kids, they get to get their gospel presented.
Yeah.
And I grew up in church world. And so like these types of events were a part of my experience.
Yeah.
And so I was talking with a youth worker and he said, you know, these types of things, he's like, We sometimes are cautious about overemphasizing, obviously, like the spiritual highs. And yet, he was saying, he's like, this is so good for my kids because it sparks something. It gives them some type of, mountaintop moment that then they can reference back to as a youth ministry.
It becomes a reference point in many ways, right? And it's this great shared experience.
Yeah.
They see that they're a part of a much larger community. Do you know what I mean? That's way bigger than just their youth group.
Uh-huh.
And it's exciting, man. Like, it's fun. Yeah. It's immersive. It's really cool.
Yeah, I didn't remember because I hadn't been in one of these spaces maybe since last year Change, but for some reason the middle school odor in the room, it was like, oh, that's I forgot about that.
I smelled that.
Yeah, when you put 3,000 people in a room, it was special things.
Thankfully, at this stage of my life, Jared, maybe one day you'll enjoy this. My nose just doesn't quite work the way it once did.
Yeah, and mine is still working.
It was well working.
It was working. Okay, now, the question that we're wrestling with and the question that we want to spend just a few minutes on is, what do you do after a retreat? And we're making it general because we think...
Yeah.
Hey, if you're listening and you weren't at Change Conference, this is still going to apply. This will be helpful.
So
you have mountaintop experiences with your students. What should you do after them? Yeah. And then for anybody that is new listening, because you got a chance to meet us and we were talking at Change, then this is real for you. Like, here's the week after the big conference. What do you do with these experiences?
Yeah. So good. Jer, I've already got like a small list working in my brain here.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited. So a few things, and then we'll add a couple more to go.
Yeah.
Hey, I think one of the great things, first thing to do is to be able to celebrate the experience when you get back home and reflect back on it.
Yeah.
So first of all, I love it if you come with your small group and you get back together again with your small group. And, you know, a few days in, kids have got back into their normal rhythm, back at school, you know, the pressures are back there again. But you stop and you go, hey, you guys, what were some of your highs or lows from the weekend? Or what was something that you really enjoyed? And it's just a really neat piece of that community to relive the experience that you had on the weekend. Mm-hmm. And it almost reminds you as a community that that was actually something real and true. Mm-hmm. And as a leader, when you get to like reflect back on those experiences with them, it also maybe gives you a little bit of a window into what their journey was and might give you an opportunity later to kind of go one-on-one with some of the kids and like process their experience a little bit more as you're listening to them tell the stories within your group.
Yeah. And I love the idea of reflecting back because it's not necessarily intuitive. Like for right. our students in some ways, next week, they're past it. Boom. That happened before.
Yeah, great.
And yet we're going to actually teach them, give them opportunities to still carry whatever was happening in that moment,
yeah.
carry that forward by helping and reminding them of reflecting on it.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
Second thing that comes to my mind is as a youth ministry, when yeah. you come back together again, so this is
or a small group. If you're just with your small group as a small group leader,
correct. And I'm thinking this is a similar piece, but I had it in my mind now in maybe like a bit of a larger group. I think it's a really great opportunity to have different students tell stories of their experience on the weekend,
yeah.
and in particular, if a student had like a pretty significant encounter with Jesus, for them to be able to share that story mm-hmm. for the whole community again. Mm-hmm. And Jared, for me, it does a couple of things. Number one, it actually helps solidify that experience for the student by mm-hmm. actually retelling the story. I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. Number two, it reminds students in the community that God is at work and doing good things. Mm-hmm. And it kind of maybe affirms other kids who were there that had an experience to go, yeah, that was authentic for you. It's real for me as well. And then the third thing it does is it kind of invites kids into the journey and the experience who maybe couldn't make the retreat as well. Mm-hmm. So I think it can be healthy for like your whole group community to be able to share those stories again when you're back together as a youth ministry.
Yeah. Okay. So we want them to be able to reflect, but we also want them to be able to share kind of publicly the stories.
Correct.
And you might even decide based on your group, like, is there an opportunity for you to share publicly, like on a Sunday morning?
Correct.
Or in other settings, or to capture those stories, or even just write down some quotes from students
yeah.
and carry that into, you know, if you're a ministry leader, carry that into your staff meeting
yeah.
or carry that into other ministries in the church. And so to celebrate those stories, I think that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my third one. My third one is if I had a student that I saw indicate
yeah.
they made some sort of decision on the weekend,
yeah.
I really want to follow up with them. I yeah. want to like ask them questions about the decision they made. Mm-hmm. I want to ask them, hey, how have you been feeling since you've left yeah. that room? If you made some sort of like decision in terms of like behavior or attitude or something to that effect, you want to explore how that's been going. And one of the things I'm looking for, Jer, in that moment, and you'll probably relate to this, I want to help kids be able to process their new emotional space that they find themselves in. Here's what I mean by that. When we're on a weekend like that, with literally a few thousand other kids, with wonderful lights flashing, great music, all that kind of stuff, it creates a type of buzz or emotional moment that's very real, but very unique to that space. Mm-hmm. Now you go back home. Some kids are maybe going home to maybe a home that doesn't celebrate with them, kind mm-hmm. of the type of experience they've had. Or again, they're back into the pressure of their school, et cetera, et cetera. And emotions change. And you might be wondering, wait a second, like, is the God that met with me there, is he not with me anymore? Like, because I don't feel him the same. Mm-hmm. And for us, it's a chance to help students understand and interpret their experience and understand and interpret their like the situation they're in right now to help them say, hey, you know, of course this is different. Of course it should be different, but it doesn't make that any less real. And there's a new way forward for us now. Like yeah. there's a new next step that we get to continue to take. And I think it's really important for a leader to come alongside a student in that journey and see this as now a continuing journey.
Okay. So give me some questions then. So think about, you know, the grade 10 guy, you know, so I saw him raise his hand. And so he took the packet, God was doing something, or maybe not. Like maybe there was just he caught up in the moment. And so yeah. we're after the fact, or next week. What kind of questions do you actually ask to draw stuff out?
Yeah, that's great. Let me try this out. Okay. So Jared, let me just try it again. I might sit down with them. Let's say it's Jeff. I go, hey Jeff, I saw you go forward on mm-hmm. Friday night at the conference. Hey, tell me what was going on. What moved you to go forward? What happened in that moment for you? Mm-hmm. So I might want to ask that question. I want to try to explore where they're at and what they're thinking about.
Okay. And can I offer yes. a possible response?
Because yeah, great.
I think there's going to be lots that are going to actually be optimistic. Something really important happened. I think maybe a lot of students, actually, when you ask that question, they, because they are not really thinking about it, they haven't figured out how to process it, they might downplay it. So I'm guessing that a lot of students are going to say, I don't know, like, it was just, there's a lot going on. And so I raised my hand, it seemed like cool. And I you know, nothing was really happening. Yep. What do you do in that kind of situation?
Man, that's a great question. And I've had a student say that to me actually after a weekend. And what I've done is I've just said, hey, like, I might say something like, oh, that's interesting. Why do you think it meant nothing to you? So I want to understand why they're reflecting back that way. Is it that they're not getting support in their local context? Do they now, you know, a decision they made feels hard to maintain because they're back with a community that maybe is not celebrating the values of that moment? Mm-hmm. And I want to find out why. And here's what I really want to do. I want that student to know that no matter how they're reflecting back on that experience, I'm still committed to them relationally the same either way.
Yeah.
Because I really do believe that Jesus is at work. And so, you know, whether they're willing to, in that moment, acknowledge it or not, I want to be present to be a conduit of his grace in their life.
Yeah.
And give them a chance to actually, like, at some point go, hey, I need to process a little bit more, actually.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that, like, they know I'm still committed to that student, no matter what they're thinking about in terms of that decision or that experience that they had.
Yeah. Okay, I like that. So tell me what was going on in that moment, and if it's like a negative pushback or like a, you know, just kind of blowing it off. Oh, tell me why you think it didn't actually matter that much.
Yeah,
that's interesting. I like that. Okay, and then what's another follow-up question or two as students are opening up?
Yeah, and then I think I might ask, hey, what do you think that means for you now?
Okay.
So either way, I can do with that, right? If they've made a decision and they're excited about it, go, hey, what do you think that means for you now?
Yeah.
And if they haven't, you go, hey, what do you think that means for you now? Mm-hmm. And again, what I want to be able to say is what I want to do is reassure them that I'm with them, that I see this, that moment is more than just a moment. There's a journey here. And I'm also thinking about, I want to help them understand that, hey, your emotions might change and it makes sense that they will. Mm-hmm. They can't remain the same necessarily, but it doesn't mean that you haven't been changed just because your emotions might come and go. That's okay. Mm-hmm. And then I want to give them a little bit of a vision for what the future journey could be. Part of that, by the way, is you might want to say, hey, you know what? Like, if you've made a decision to really explore faith, you know, you might want to go, hey, I'd love to meet with you over the next 3 weeks, maybe, for breakfast or for a bit of a time to explore what God's word says. You know, they've been piqued, their interest has been opened up, they've made some kind of an indication. It's a great opportunity for us to offer like a discipling journey for them, whether you use that language or not. It's a great opportunity to now step in and say, hey, I'd love to like journey with you and explore this a little bit more together. Mm-hmm. And there's a good chance they'll be open to that.
Yeah. So it sounds like, and we didn't talk about this ahead of time, but I really sense when you talk about, hey, we want to ask and get them a chance to reflect. We want to give them a chance to tell their story. Yeah. We want to ask more specific questions after the fact. I think we're inviting you as youth workers into, volunteers especially, into this work of guiding students in their spiritual
wonderful.
Journey. Excellent. Right? And so, you know, I know you talk a lot, and you and Jason have done this video series where we talk about engaging and playing, guiding and playing these kind of four tasks that are responsibilities, I think, of youth workers.
Yeah.
The idea of a guide, that as a small group leader, you actually guide a student's spiritual journey. It's not that you're forcing them into paths, and yet you'll have to clarify the journey along the way for them. Because this is odd. They don't understand. They don't know.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. What's supposed to happen? Is this right? Am I experiencing things correctly? Mm-hmm. Is this how I'm supposed to express faith? All of those kinds of things students are wrestling with. And so to guide and help them understand that this is appropriate, this is good, this is how God might speak to you and work in your life, I think is a massive gift.
Yeah, what a wonderful opportunity we've been given, right?
Yeah.
And I think that we should just like really intentionally step into that gap and that space.
Yes. Yeah. Because we're nervous sometimes,
correct.
Right? So like something's happening, they raise their hand, like, I don't know, but like, I'm just here for them. And like, I'm just happy to sell. Like, no. You got to wade into that actually.
You know, what's funny, Jared? Hey, real quick. I had two boys that went forward at a Promise Keepers event that we did. They're grade six. I don't know why I took them. I did anyways. They go forward. They don't even know how to explain what they did.
Yeah.
But I remember just thinking, this is a great opportunity for me to start meeting with them for the next little while. So for about a month, I met with them in the morning, did some sort of Bible study that ultimately I felt was a real waste of time. Like I thought, oh, they're not in, this isn't working, blah, blah, blah. Years later.
How many years?
Oh boy, Jeremy, like 6 years later.
Okay.
Maybe seven. One of them emailed me back and just said to me, hey, I just need you to know that two of kind of the most important experiences I had in youth ministry, he was at YWAM, they had to reflect back. was when you took me to that Promise Keepers event and when you met us in the mornings at Tim Hortons for Bible study.
Wow.
I was shocked because I really, like, I thought this is a waste of time. We just don't know, right?
Yeah.
So we just faithfully step into the moments that we've been given. And these are one of these moments that we've been given to really step in and carry on the journey with our kids.
Yeah.
And like you said, intentionally guide them in their faith formation.
Yeah.
I love it.
So that's what we want you to hear coming out of a retreat, whether it be the Change Conference or really any other retreat where God's doing something significant with your students. Think about ways that after the fact you can reflect, think about ways that you can have them share their stories, and then think about ways that you can dig in and ask them some more significant questions. Yeah. You have anything else you want to add?
Yeah, one more thing.
Okay.
We think a lot about the students we've been with at the event, but in a good youth ministry, we should also think a little bit about the students who couldn't go to the event.
Sure.
Okay. And just remember that when we tell the stories, we celebrate the experiences, there's a good chance that they could feel left out. And you want to make sure you keep inviting them in. Hey, you're still part of us.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to tell you this story. We want you to celebrate with us. Hey, and share how you did this weekend. What did that look like for you? But we intentionally work to not leave kids excluded who couldn't be a part of the great experience with us. And a great line you could say is, man, I sure hope you get to come next time because we can't wait to do this again. And we'd love you to be with us. Yeah. Something like that could be really great.
I love that. Okay, well, that's going to wrap up this particular conversation. Sid, before we go, let's invite everybody that's going to stick around. Hey, this is like the post podcast ad roll. So if you need to like jet, you're at your youth group, like you need to go in and serve right now, feel free. You can be done. But let's invite them to the next number of events because this is just the start of a bit of a season for us. We're going to be in a few places.
Yeah, dude, we're so excited. So if you're listening to this podcast, obviously we have coming up the Youth Pastor Summit.
Yep.
Happening here in 2 weeks, I believe we are, right? Are we 2 weeks out now, Jared? 1 week? No,
we're
one week
out. Yeah.
Whoa, we're moving fast for the West in Vancouver.
Yeah.
So, you know, go online to Youth Pastor Summit.
Yeah.
And we're excited about that event coming. So we can't wait to be with youth pastors in that space.
And we'll do that again in March in Toronto.
In
Mississauga.
Mississauga,
actually.
Yeah. So again, go online. We would love to have you come join us. We think it's going to be a great time together.
Yeah.
And then of course, we're back for another Change Conference event in Ottawa.
Yep.
Coming up after that. So if you're in the Ottawa area listening to this, it'd be great for you to bring your kids to Ottawa. Mm-hmm. I think that's fantastic. And then our YWC conferences, Jer, are starting within like under a month, bro.
Yep.
So we'll be in Winnipeg first.
Yep. Moncton.
And then in Moncton.
Saskatoon, Vancouver, Calgary. And then after that, coming to Today's Teens.
Come on.
And we're looking forward to hosting that with Matt Wilkinson leading the charge.
So fun.
And so we'd love to see you there if you're back in Toronto. A great opportunity to bring your students, bring your whole team. And that's that.
Yep. Can't wait to, this is such a neat time for us to be able to be in space with youth workers. Pretty excited about that.
Yeah, we would love it. Cool. Well, we'll see you back here next time for another conversation on the Volunteer Youth Worker Podcast. Anything else you want to say, Sid?
That's it. So excited. Right. Thanks, Jared.
See ya.